This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Russian President Putin's visit to North Korea represents an upgrade in the relationship between the two countries, an analyst told Reuters on Tuesday, and could offer Pyongyang significant economic and military benefits. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
The Russian president's trip looks set to reshape decades of Russia-North Korea relations. It comes when both countries face international isolation, and Washington is watching. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder on Tuesday voiced U.S. worries over Moscow's overtures to Pyongyang.
The deepening cooperation between Russia and the DPRK is something that should be of concern, especially to anyone that's interested in maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
Ryder also noted that North Korea has been selling arms to Russia. The North's missile and nuclear programs are banned by UN Security Council resolutions.
A bulk carrier has sunk in the Red Sea after being attacked by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels off Yemen as part of their campaign, targeting shipping through the vital maritime corridor. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A bulk carrier sank days after an attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels, believed to have killed one mariner on board, say authorities. The second ship sunk in the rebels' campaign. The sinking of the Teuta in the Red Sea marks what appears to be a new escalation by the Iranian-backed Houthis in their campaign targeting shipping through the vital maritime corridor. In a warning to sailors in the region, the British military's Maritime Trade Operations Centre says the Liberian-flagged, Greek-owned and operated Teuta sank in the Red Sea. Military authorities report maritime debris and oil sighted in the last reported location. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find 24-hour news coverage on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Senior Australian ministers are in Papua New Guinea to discuss security and development amidst China's growing ambitions in the region. VOA's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Papua New Guinea is boosting trade ties with China and has had negotiations with Beijing over policing cooperation, which has caused alarm in Canberra and Washington. Foreign Affairs Minister Wong told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation,
"We don't expect China to stop being China. China will continue to assert its interests. How we deal with that is to assert ours."
Meg Keane is the director of the Pacific Islands program at the Lowy Institute.
"So while these are small countries, they have enormous ocean territories. They sit in a very strategic place between the United States, Australia, and Asia."
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Philippine Vice President Sara Duterte resigned on Wednesday from the post of Education Minister and Vice Chair of an anti-insurgency task force of President Ferdinand Marcos in the latest sign that her alliance with Marcos Jr. has crumbled. Duterte, who will remain vice president, said in a press conference that her, quote, "resignation is not because of weakness, but because of true concern for teachers and the youth," end quote. When Britain heads to the polls on July 4th, businessman Steve Endicott wants voters to elect what he says will be a better politician, AI Steve, an AI-generated avatar of the 59-year-old. He says his AI alter ego is available 24/7, 365 to listen to constituents' needs and formulate policies. Reuters' Olivia Zelino explains.
Endicott says AI Steve would be an improvement from the current political climate.
"I think Britain will be a better place. Having politicians controlled and influenced and direct contact with all their voters would mean we have better policies and policies for the people, by the people. That is exactly our aim."
But are Brits ready to vote for AI Steve? On Brighton Pier, Endicott is AI Steve's best canvasser.
"Have you ever spoken to an AI MP before?"
His company Neural Voice powers his AI alter ego. Holding a mobile phone out, he's encouraging residents to give the technology a try.
Olivia Zelina for Reuters. More than 200 protesters have been arrested in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, in ongoing protests against proposed tax hikes in a finance bill that is due to be tabled in parliament. Civil society groups say that demonstrations and a planned sit-down outside parliament buildings will continue despite the arrest of 210 protesters. Iran's imprisoned Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi has been sentenced to another year in prison over her activism. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.